I'm going to bless you for this, Daddy. I'm going to praise you, Father. I know you know what you're doing. You put me in this situation. I'm going to bless you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for the mighty manifestation of blessing. That's what he wants. He wants to have total confidence in him. In him. That is what he's trying to do. That's why he took Israel out. That journey for them was 40 days. And the first thing they began to do is murmur. So he took them around. They were right there at the place. And what food they had would have made it until they got there, and they still would have had riches. If they hadn't been murmuring, the closer they got to that city, their hearts would have been filled with joy. When your heart is filled with joy, you don't eat as much. No, you don't. When there's a joy in your heart, when he is your joy, you don't eat as much. You don't eat as much physically when there's a joy in your heart. You have an activity, you don't eat as much because you're excited about others and they're enjoying it, and that is your strength. So you don't need as much. And they wouldn't have to eat as much. Don't you know that that was a feat? I wish I had that article. I think I do. I will try to find it and show you how much food it took to feed that many people. It would have taken a box car 100 miles long of food to feed that many people. Can you imagine the restrooms to facilitate? It even goes into that, tells you what it would take. How many gallons of water just to drink, let alone to bathe. As the old folks would say, there must be a God somewhere. I know where he's at. I'm his temple. Our bodies are the temple of Almighty Yahweh. And if any man destroy the temple, him will Almighty Yahweh also destroy. And after he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, he condemned them. That we should understand this and we should not live the same way that Sodom and Gomorrah lived. He said, and listen to this. And delivered. Yahweh delivered Josh. Lot. And yet when Lot got out of the city and when Yahweh brought him to the place, he still, come on. You know the story of Lot. All right. And delivered Josh Lot. Vexed, his soul, his mind vexed with the filthy manner of life of the wicked. That is what the life of the wicked does. It vexes you. Even your desire and admiration of wickedness, it vexes you. It should. And Lot's soul was vexed every day with their wickedness. If your soul is not vexed with your wicked ways and your wicked intents, something is wrong in you. Something is drastically wrong in you. You ought to be vexed with that. And the only way you're going to be delivered is through the blood of the Lamb. And he delivers us by his mighty blood from that vexation. Ah, that's all it is, because you're so vain. All it is vanity. That's all it is. All is vanity. And it's all is vexation. Vexation of a man's heart, spirit, and soul. That's all it is. That's why many are vexed today, because they're so full of vanity. My way or no way. No, it's not going to work that way. It's Yahweh's way. And there's no other way. No two ways. No even questions about that. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And he delivered Lot because he was so vexed with the filthy manner of life with the wicked. Something is wrong if we're not vexed with this wicked manner of life that you allow and you perpetrate and purport that it is from the Father. Your lie. Your busybodiness, your cutthroatness. No, don't look at things someone talking about. You is what you are doing. See, that's the problem with this generation. They don't think about them. They don't see their wickedness. What did so-and-so say about me to him? What did the Father say? Even the angels, they don't even accuse you. Because your wickedness speaks for itself. They just say, huh? And the devil say, what are you going to say about that? They don't bring no accusation against you. He don't say, look at David down there, filthy dog. He just says, he doesn't have to. They don't have to speak. Your sin speaks volume. Your heart speaks volume. Your expression speaks volume. More than anything. Come on, there are times I looked at my wife, I didn't have to say a thing, that was enough. Didn't have to speak a word. It spoke for itself.
And so what we do, we don't have to say that. No one has to say something. It just speaks volumes. Huh? What are they going to change your way? But when they truly get converted, when you truly get saved, really, converted. I believe when your way comes and there's a conversion, a man changes his life. He's a new creature. And we're a brand new person when you truly get that conversion. Not because of your self-righteousness. We judge things about what we do and what we say and how we feel. And that constitutes our righteousness. Not so. He tells you to take off those filthy garments. And put on the garment of righteousness. When a man put on that, he put on the garment of thanksgivings and praises. Don't tell me you have the garment of Yahweh on. When your lips are always confined and there's no accolades saying, bless you, Father. Bless you, Yahshua. I thank you. Something wrong in your soul. You can say what you want to. Don't tell me. Don't tell me you love him. I've had them to say to me, well, I do this. No, you don't do it. No, I know. You see, they said to Noah that. They said to the angels that came in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the heart of man. We're going to dispute the Father. Don't you understand that you as children, I don't know what it's like that you that had fathers, you've disputed them. You spoke against them, mothers. Oh, I was one that would talk under my breath to my mother. I don't ever recall talking face to face to my mother trying to dispute her and tell her, woman, I'm not going to do it. I've never done that. But I would go away. You make me What did you say, boy? I did. I've done that. Now, some of you self-righteous hypocrites will say you didn't. Some of you have talked back to them personally. And you've cursed father and mother and you've died. And that's why many of you are suffering some of the things you suffer. Because you've done that in your life. Oh yeah, I will walk away from my mother and talk and say, you make me sick. And then when I would go away, I would feel sorrowful. And then I would go mop the floor. I do the dishes. I do the laundry room. Do the laundry. I go clean the bathroom, and scrub it down nice, make sure my bedroom is clean. I would do all those kinds of things. I would. I would feel like a dog because I did that to this woman that was looking after me and taking care of me. I do believe that's why the Father kept me from many hurtful things in my life. I wasn't like my... No, I always thought that I was worse than my natural brothers and my sister. But I believe that's why he kept me a lot of things not befalling me. Because I didn't even dishonor the old woman. I didn't do that. I never called her the names of my sister, called her, or talked to her like my oldest brother. Or responded to her like my young brother. I never did those things to her. Even though she would beat me in ways that were just wrong, the way she would whip me. But I never responded to her that way. I never did. And I believe because of that, Yahweh, he watched over me because I was just a simple fool and he watched over me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful. That's why parents, whatever you have sown, you're going to reap it. Your youngest is going to do you the same way you've done your mother, your father. You better know it is coming back on you. That's why he has allowed you to have your youngins and you to multiply them because it will come back on you. I don't care what you think. Yes, he will curse the first, second, third generation. The curse will come right back on you. And because you did it, because probably mama did it, and mama did it, mama did it. And so that seed and that spirit has transcended to every generation. And so it comes right back upon you. That's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities. They were wicked. Glory to Yahweh. He delivered just Lot. Look what he called Lot. He said, for that righteous man, a righteous man dwelling among them in seeing. Now, not only did he see. See, I see things around here. Lot was a righteous man, wasn't he? That's what Scripture says. Not only did he see, and he also heard. Seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. His placement in the house, when I see your unlawful deeds, I'm seeing your unlawful deeds, I hear of your unlawful deeds. Lot saw that. And the man's soul was very vexed from day to day, seeing the things and the activities that were perpetrated, the things that they'd done. And them thinking that they were right. They were wrong. You think about the old man that comes to us. Now, why do you think he's not here today? I'll tell you why. Because of the 4th of July celebrations and things of that nature.
Because he cannot adhere to truth, but the old man is going to die. And if he doesn't get his heart right, he is going to die in his sins. Sure, they love the pleasures of this world more than they love the truth of Yahweh. Glory. You have no respect for him. Well, isn't that a shame now? What you call respect, this is what the wicked call respect. I'm going to show my last respect to my grandmama. She died. And my husband's wife. They call that respect. You are a fool. Ain't no respect there. That's what we think. You have never heard that. I have. Oh, I'm going to show my last respect. That ain't no respect. If any respect is that when he was alive or she was alive, you fed them, give them the bread of life. How did I respect? How did I respect old Mother Smith here? And treated her like hell while she was here. And she stretched out a dead thing in here as respect that. By looking at that dead looking nasty body, close the thing. I don't want to see it. And that's what we call respect. It's because our traditions have taught us that. And our ways have shown my last respect. Nah, ain't no last respect once they're dead. Ain't no respect in that. That's all right. I love you, Father. My soul rejoices. It really does. I rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory. As old Bishop would say, if he's just speaking to me, he's talking to me today. Yes, he is. The Father's talking to me. Yes, sir. My soul. He's speaking to me. He let me know I'm his son. I am his son. He said, for that righteous man dwelling amongst them in seeing and hearing vexes righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And Peter utters with a strong proclamation, Yahweh knoweth how to deliver the righteous or the pious out of temptation. Those that are here, he knows how to deliver us out of temptation. And reserve the unjust now unto the day of judgment to be punished. Is there not a semicolon there? And I want to deal with the unjust. He shows you what the unjust are like, what they do. I will show you the unjust and how unjust we walk before him. There's a semicolon right there, isn't it? So there's more to that. I'm not an educated man and no degree or no sense. I understand that. But I am led by the Father. I have a spirit that I do have. And I don't doubt that. And no man is going to cause me to doubt that. Why? Because it's a sure thing. I know that because his word is like a two-edged sword. And it cuts. And it cuts and it gives me faith. I have the shield of faith. I have the breastplate of... Not only do I want the shield of faith, but I want the breastplate of love, righteousness, and the breastplate of faith. That's what I want. You see me, I want to see, not with pride because I got a big chest, but because you can see him dwelling in the inward parts. That's what I want. Sure, that means more to me than any kind of physical attributes. Sure. Well, you think you can make us strong? Well, sure I can. I know how to make a man strong. I know how to build a man up so he can get strong. Even in the physical things, I know how to make a man strong that way. I do. If Brother Josh does what I tell him, he will be a very strong physical man. Although he's a strong physical man now. Well, he will be very strong. Very strong. Sure he will. But he has to do what I told him. And he got to do it just the way I told him. See, he'll do it for a while and he switched back. No, he must do what I told him. Brother Dale, do what I told him. You got to do what I tell you. It works. Old man Elder Martin, as strong as he is for an old man his age, there ain't that many men his age that strong. Why? Because I would tell him, no, do this, Elder, do that. Don't do that now. Do this. Sure it works. Sure it does. It works. It has worked with that old man. And so if he do what I tell him and do what I do, he will get strong in these things of faith. He says, now Yahweh knoweth how to deliver us, now we are his saved ones, out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. And then he identifies the unjust, those that walk in a certain character. He said, but chiefly, that these are the chief ones now. He said, but chiefly, he identifies their power and their rank. You understand what a chief is? It's you that lead, and lead by your conversations and your words. That you draw Mary into that seductive way of yours. He said, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh. In the lust of uncleanliness, well, that's not me, this is you, we find you right here. They despise government. They despise the rule of Yahweh. They don't want him to rule in their minds or their souls. They don't want to be led by him. Yeah, that's what men are today. They are chief men. They don't want the truth of Yahweh to rule. He said they despise laws and statutes and restrictions. They despise that. Oh, your self-righteousness will tell you, nah, I don't walk in the lust of uncleanliness, but yet we do. Unclean thoughts, unclean ways, unclean habits. You see, walk in uncleanliness. And they despise. You know what a man despises? And he hates it. That's why many of y'all don't want the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, to govern you, because you really despise it. You despise the government of that. But I don't. He said they are presumptuous. They are. You know what a presumptuous person is? It is one that's always daring. I wish he would. Let her say something to me. I wish he would. I wish. Let him say it. They're presumptuous. They're always daring. I'll tell him what I want him to know. That's a presumptuous person, I'm telling you. They're always daring. Always. Let him tell me. I wish he would. I'll straighten him out. I'll tell him what. He ain't going to tell me that. He may tell somebody else, but he ain't going to tell me. Or he ain't going to listen to me. He ain't going to tell me. They're presumptuous. They're daring. I'll go and see what he say. Well, preacher, I want to ask you something. Tell me this. You're wicked. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, that's what you always sent you to me. He sent you to the right man. I tell you, you're wicked. You're full of yourself and your sins. You're full of your corruption. I tell all you brothers and you sisters, there's a certain way you approach even brothers and sisters and even a man of Yahweh. You just don't come to him any kind of way. That's the truth. And this wicked generation has taught us you can say what you want to. That's not so. You can come to him any way you want. That's not so. I said to a brother yesterday, I said, you bring an accusation. You say I'm doing this. It ought to be in the mouth of two or three witnesses, brother. I said, you don't understand what you're doing? Oh, you will do just like they did Yahshua. You get those that lie for you. Amen. Yeah, he's that way. Yeah, because he won't. No, I'm not going to let your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, any of them do anything to detriment this place, all right? And so you look for those just like they did for Yahshua. Pay them silver and gold. You get someone to agree with you and you'll take care of them and they'll speak the same way you want them to speak. That's what you would do. And so you began to talk. See that? You see Pastor Robert? See sister so? See brother so? No. Oh, I'm preaching the truth. I'm preaching the unadulterated word of the truth. I intend for it to cut you every way that you're going to be cut. Everywhere. In your heart, your mind, everywhere. For his word is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. And if he doesn't cut you, he's going to cut you loose. One or the other. He's going to cut you until every part of your body call upon him and bless him. Every extremity. He's going to cut you out. He's going to blot out your name. I'm telling you, hypocrites. There's no way you're going to put your hand to the plow and turn your back and go back to the world and think you're fit for the kingdom. You're not going in. I don't care what you say. You turn your back on him. You turn your back on his truth. You're not going into the kingdom. You're going to hell. Why? Because you don't even care what the Father says. You don't care what Yahweh says. If you know what the Father said, you would care. And above all things, we ought to care what he says. We should never try to find any way for our flesh to do anything that it wants to do. We should always kill it. Sure. Oh, there's a lot of things my flesh likes to do. I want my sins to be made known. I want anything that will prevent me from coming before the Father. I don't want to hide that. I don't want to covet no wickedness. I don't want to covet those kinds of things. I don't want to covet them. I don't want to covet them. I want it to be known. I do.
And I don't care who know it.
I don't want to find myself walking around here doing some 10, 12 years, doing something wickedly to pervert the word or pervert the body. And then it be exposed and it bring devastation upon the people. No, I want it to be known. So I don't do anything half-handed or cocked.
I do it right before your eyes, all right?
He said, presumptuous they are. First of all, they despise government. This is a generation that despises any kind of law. Just like the young lad said that they truly need the spirit of a servant. And he's right. This generation needs the spirit of a servant. You understand what the spirit of a servant is? The spirit of a servant is one that is actually greater than the one that he's doing it for. Sure it is. When you serve, that's a great strength and a power there. If you want to be great amongst any people, serve them. And they will extol you, they will bless you, they will exhort you. Any fool can command and dictate. Look at some of the leaders of the world. They've been fools. Destroy the lives of the people. But a servant, he serves. He humbles himself. And he takes pleasure in just doing it. For his rewards and riches are not of the material gain. And it's just a sense that he blessed the Father. And he's glorified. That's all he desired. So if you want to be great, become a servant. Become a servant. He said, they are the chief ones. The chief ones. Now the chief among you. When you get in your little circle, whether it's Sister Robert, Sister Karen, whoever it is. You get in your little circle. You will find the chief one, all right? Because their hearts are unclean. They will despise government. They will speak all kinds of things against laws and regulations. Yes, it is so. And they're presumptuous. I wish you, honey, let her say that to me. Let them come to me with that. They better not say that to me. They're presumptuous. He said, they are those that, presumptuous they are, they are self-willed too. They're self-willed. Self-will. It's self-will. I'm just going to do it my way. I don't care what he said. This self-will. And they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. They're not afraid to say what they say. I don't care what preachers so say. I will say what I want to say. That's a wicked person. That's a very unclean person. I will flee from that one. I don't care what you say. I don't care what dignities. If they are not evil to speak, that's just like that woman. To say to Elder Martin, I'm going in there and tell him something. He just looked at her and said, what a fool. And she found out what she was going to really tell him. No, he told her. And you're going to take them days off without pay. And if you don't get out of my office, I'll fire you. I guarantee she won't do that again. He said, so they speak evil of dignities. They don't care what they say. They don't care how they say it. They don't care. Speak evil. Because their hearts are evil. It's deceitful. Desperately wicked above all things. It needs a government veil there. It needs to be governed by the Spirit. You need a law of righteousness there. And that's why you say what you say. He said, I want to tell you, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before Yahweh. It says before God, but it's before Yahweh. He said, even though they do that, even the angels do not rail against them and say, look what they're doing. They're wicked. For Yahweh knows that they're wicked. He understands that. He said, but I won't tell you what they're like. But these as natural brute beasts, what they are. He said, they are made to be taken and destroyed. Speaking evil of the things that they understand not. If you don't understand it, leave it alone. And you began to speak against that. He said, they're brute beasts. When men began to speak against things that they understand not, they are like brute beasts. And they're made to be taken and destroyed. They're made, that's what scripture says. They're made to be taken to be destroyed. Why? Because they're speaking evil of the things that they understand not. And he said, I will tell you what's going to happen. Listen to me, my friends. I want all y'all to hear this. You that speak, you that are the chief ones, whether who, I don't care who you are. He said, I want to tell you something. He gives us a confirmation and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. He said, you're going to perish. Not might, you shall perish. You shall perish in your own corruption. He said, they shall. You always spoke a confirmation, and they shall perish in their own corruption. What is corruption? It's a vile mind that the Father can't even touch the spirit of that one. Look at what he says. He can't even penetrate that veneer. He said, their own corruption, they're going to be destroyed. Your own corruption is going to destroy you. No, it's not me. It is your own corruption that will destroy. And he said, and they shall be destroyed of their own corruption, not might. Yahweh confirmed things. I want to tell you something else, friends. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manner. The way you live, the way you walk, even your evil communication, it began to put a dim light on the way you walked. Sure it does. And you're deceived because of your evil communication. It corrupts your manner. The way I used to walk, I don't walk no more. See, you don't walk the way you used to walk because of your evil, corrupt conversation. And so your manner changes. Sister Rivonda came this morning and said, bless you, Pastor Robert. Well, I watched your manner change here recently because when I began to speak on the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, sure did. I watched that. At least you're always dealing with the heart. I'm still the same. I told him, do righteous. Be encouraged. For our own sake. Because I'm going to press on, sister. That's with her. Not without her. I'm going on. I am too. We'll find out how many go on without hearing the word of truth. Yeah, you got to hear preaching. You need that. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save you. I don't care what these perverts say. You're going to have to be preached to. You're going to have to be preached to. It takes preaching. It takes preaching. It takes preaching. He said, be not deceived. Don't you understand that evil communication, the things you speak, don't you understand they corrupt your manner? They corrupt that was precious at one time. Don't even look the same. Say, look at old Pastor Robert here. So foolish. His conversation. He will not be governed. You be governed one way and I'm another way. You eat there, I eat what I want. No. Yeah. I want to eat the same bread, the bread of life. That's the only bread I'm concerned about. The other things, I don't have to be concerned with that. If you just give me rice and wheat to eat, it is going to come to that, whether you believe that or not. You think that the rest of the world has done more wickedly than you have done? We're more perverted in this nation than they are. You lie, you cheat, you do anything to give some kind of safety to your flesh. And those folks, they die naked without nothing. They're poor in poverty. You're selfish, you're self-righteous, you're self-willed. You go to those countries over there, those folks, they love me like I was a king. Because I simply preach the truth. And believe me, I reproved as hard as any preacher could reprove. I rebuked them. I rebuked their youngins. I rebuked the husbands. I rebuked the wives. I rebuked the whole house. I remember one evening I was preaching and the youngins out playing. And all of a sudden his attire come rolling down through the center of the tabernacle. I rebuked every mother and daddy. I reproved the youngins. The next night they were all with their little faces, as Granny would say, grazed up, shining like a bright light. They all sitting right, every youngin there was. I reprove them. I reprove the slothfulness of the brethren and the women. I reproved everything. I rebuked everything. I exposed their sins and their corrupt traditions that have destroyed even the faith of Yahweh. Yes, I did. But they love me. Sure they did. And they say, you're the only true preacher ever come through here. Why? Because you ate our bread with us. Most of y'all couldn't have done that. You slept with us. You stayed with us. You didn't think you were better than us. You bathe the way we bathe. Certainly, they said, this must be a man of God. I am called by the Father. And I have the witness that I'm called because his son dwells in me. Of course, my mother told the folks I was a Baptist preacher. Sir. I don't believe I was that. She knew I was a preacher. But she wanted to lay claims on the Baptist side for me. No, I'm a preacher of righteousness, as Noah was. Just preach his truth. And he shows us our sins. The scripture says, listen to this. It says, and they're going to perish in their own corruption. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, stay there. I want to read this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. Paul said, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of Yahweh. He said, we're not as many men that corrupt the word. He said, but as of Yahweh, in the sight of Yahweh, speak we in Messiah. He said, I'm not one that corrupt the word of Yahweh. I'm not a man that corrupt Yahweh's truth. But in him I speak to you the word of truth in Yahshua the Messiah. He said, there are many that corrupt the word. Oh, the preachers of America are doing that. If I'd have spoke something corrupt to these folks that came from Mother Smith, they would have loved me. They would have treated me very nicely. Probably would have gave me an offering to help bury it. They would have. But because I didn't corrupt the word, they despised me. They despised his government, his law. They were presumptuous. Nobody going to tell me. They were self-willed. And they went out headlong to hell. True, they did. And that's the truth. Paul says, Ephesians 4:22, just listen. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to a deceitful lust. If you're still operating in that old spirit that you once operated in, there's a deceitful lust. There's a corrupt man there. And you need to, and he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then we must put on the new man, which is Yahshua. So your mind is already deceived. The old conversation, you still run your mouth. You're still gossiping and talking and running your mouth. And you ought to be quiet. Study to be quiet. I read to you daughters the other day how that those women of wise heart, how that they would take the wool and they would spawn and spin and make things with their hands. I say today, women today, they don't do that. They run their mouths instead of using their hands. And they corrupt one another. They nothing more weak. I love all you sisters. That's why Yahweh said, deal with her according to knowledge, knowing that she is the weaker vessel. You turn your sister loose in here for a little while, this whole place would be torn to hell. And that ain't no doubt about that. That's a fact. You say, not I. You are the main one. The ones that say, not I, that's the one you better watch out for. That's a deceitful spirit. It's a very corrupt thing. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You would tear this place to hell. So I ain't going to let you do it. I won't let you do it. You don't, not any of y'all have to live here. I say this to any of y'all. When you leave, now you're not coming back here. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to let you bring your filth back here and your corruption. And I know if he destroyed the first world and all of them, he destroyed all of Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding plain. He brought all of Israel out of Egypt. And he destroyed them all but a few. What he did, he is the same. He hasn't changed. He hasn't. He brought them out so that they could serve him. And will not be taken under the pressures of this world. He brought them out for that purpose. Glory. And so when you begin to hear those corrupt things, those vile things, they corrupt your whole mind, your spirit. And you begin to call the evil good and good evil. You are an abominable thing before Almighty Yahweh. That's what you are. You begin to say, well, they ain't that bad. How do you know? Well, I know the same about you. You can't say that. Oh, yeah, I can. That's why I'm saying it. Because I know what I'm saying. Makes no difference whether you concur with it or not. You think this is the generation that loves the Father? You're a liar. You're a fool. It's a generation that doesn't love Yahweh. That's why even your heart gets hostile. Because you got sin in your heart. Because you are the same nature they are. And so you're trying to guard your wickedness. And you will say, well, how can you say that? Because Yahweh is showing you you're condemned. You on your way to hell. That's all right. His truth is still the truth, whether we acknowledge it or not. He said, and those that do that, they shall receive of themselves a reward. And shall, verse 13, 2 Peter, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. I want to show you the reward of unrighteousness. Why? As they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, to live sumptuously according to the flesh. Everything is done to satisfy the flesh and to motivate the flesh. That's what a riotous person, when they live, that's what it does. Everything is about their flesh. He says, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. He said, they gather with you. And they got their nothing but spots and blemishes. And they sport themselves now with your own deceivings. And they actually think they're right. They actually think they're doing things that are truthful. And they actually despise the government of Yahweh. They despise His laws and His truth. He tells you what things are right. You say, well, that I don't believe it's that way. I don't think that means for my family or my brother. No, it means for what Yahweh said is. Well, my sister special, my mother, my daddy, my granddaddy. No, that's not the truth. He means what he says. Spots they are. That's what the word says. I can't go back on that. I don't care who don't like it. I can't go back on that. He said they deceive themselves while they feast with you. That's a sad thing, saints. To know to do right and to do good and you do it not is a sin. You know the righteous laws of the Father. You don't do them. That's a sin. That's sinning willfully. You can deceive yourself all you want to. Of all things, Father, give me a preacher like Pastor. Let him preach to me if no one else. I want him to preach to me. Preach to me, preacher. You deceive yourself. And that's what the heart does. It's deceitful. It's desperately wicked. It's a deceitful thing. It deceives you. And I should think you're doing something right and appropriate before the Father. And it's not right before the Father. And so what he must do is bring us to the place and show us. He must strip us and make us bare. As Brother Kirk said in that last message, make you naked and show you your filthiness. You don't realize how much you stink until you strip yourself and make yourself bare. And you get in the water, you begin to bathe yourself, you realize how dirty you are. The parts that are hidden that you don't realize how dirty they are. The parts that are hidden, you don't realize the stench of it until you strip yourself and make yourself bare. And so what Yahweh does, he strip us and make us bare, and he show us how stinky we are. And he shows you the stench that is coming out of you. It's not a sweet-smelling, savoring smell. They're going up into the nostrils of Yahweh. It's a stench. It ought to be a sweet-smelling, savoring smell. It's a stench coming from you. He said, having eyes full of adultery, that they cannot cease from sin. When you are not faithful unto Yahweh, you are not going to cease from sin. You say he has betrothed you and you betrothed unto him. Because you're such an adulterous one, you are full. Your eyes are full of sin. Well, what is sin? Anything that Yahweh says not to do or to do, and then we have some problem with that. We do opposite. That's sin. Well, we don't do what he says, period. We do anything to bring about some kind of sense of gratification, of accomplishment for our flesh, and it's against him. That is sin, period. Because of the adulterous ways, we're full of sin. They cannot cease from sin. And that's what they do now. They beguile unstable souls. Satan was a beguiler. If I'm beguiling you, you know, first of all, your soul is unstable. Then I would run. And that's what they do. They find those that are unstable, that are not sure, that are not sure-footed. And they begin to beguile them. I don't believe old devil said, come on, eat that girl. He said, no, come on. He found his way to slither in. He talked in a way whereby she found a comfort to that. Well, he just wasn't right what he said. Now, no, Pastor Robert, he didn't do that right. I use that expression because I don't mind you all using me. Well, he just wasn't right now. Yeah, well, I ain't going to say nothing, but I just let the Lord handle that. Yeah, I know you will. Your Lord will handle that. He said, having eyes full of adultery that cannot see some sin beguiling unstable souls. He said, and heart that they exercise with covetous practice, cursed children. A heart of covetous practice. You begin to see your sins and see your wickedness. You do things self-righteously, but they're wrong. And Yahweh's not going to bless you for that. That's why your mind cannot go beyond that stage. You got to get beyond you. That your mind is on Him. And it's all about Him. We haven't got past you. And it's going to come to that. Oh, yes. You either going in the fire, you're coming out as pure gold, or you're going in the fire, you're going straight to hell. One of the two. And so that's why he's going to try us by fire. Try us, Father. Let your fire come. I want it to come. I've always said he's going to take away your monies and your little things you think you possess. He's taking them away. And when havoc, and we see something of that in Iraq, and Iraq only has 5 million people. We see what they're doing, the mindset. All these folks that were under a government or law, Allah Akbar, and they're killing, they're pillaging, they're destroying. And we think that's not going to happen to the spirit of Babylon. We are wrong. It's going to happen in this nation. You say, you will find out. And you will not even know until it happens. The wicked,
will do wickedly. How much wicked are you doing? And they shall not understand. But it's one thing about a man that is righteous. He understands both time. And he understands Yahweh's judgment. He understands the time that he's judging me right now. I need to get my heart right. He understands that. He knows that he's judging. His judgment is always, he is always judging us, saints. Because it begins with us. Why? Because he wants us to walk right. He wants us to look at us and say, now these are mine, Satan. What you got? You ain't got but 10,000? I got 3.5 billion right here. You going to handle that? Gideon didn't have but a little bit too. But he overcame. And they're going to put them to flight, saints. There are not a lot of folks saved. And not a lot of folks who love the Father. Husband, wife, sons and daughters, they don't love the Father. Very few. Search the scriptures. You won't find many that were saved. Just a few. I read up on the apostles sometime lately. And it talked about the death of the apostles. Do you not know that Peter, he had a wife and children? I believe those men had children. And Yahshua said, come follow me. He left everything and followed him. And they said his wife died the same kind of death he did. She was beheaded just like Peter. She died like Peter. She gave up her life. She'd be with a mortal like Peter. The only wife that they know that died like that was Peter's wife. The same one that denied him. That grabbed him and said, I rebuke you. Come on. Hey, you ain't going to die, boy. Peter was sold out and he was brought out that even his wife died the same death. I believe it. Oh, I believe the historical records of things. Puts it in the heart of men to tell things in a way that it has validity and truth to it. Well, can I ask you a question? Do you know how old this nation as a nation is? It's 227 years old, isn't it? Do we believe the history of that? Well, it's a nation 227 years old. All right then. Okay. That's just it. That's it. That's history. A story told. And it's fact. So I believe she died just like old Peter. Gave up the ghost. Said, I see him. My. See what Peter, no, Peter, I understand it just like you. Man, what a glorious Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. I want to die young. I want to die when you say die, Father. I believe I'll be around for the trial that you'll try us. There must be men of strength around. And he has enabled every man to be a man of strength. He has enabled every daughter to be a daughter of strength. I believe that, saints. So it's one thing, as I said, a strong man, he knows how to help another get as strong as him. I know how to get him as strong as me. Sure. Sure. What it takes. Well, he has to do what I say. He must do it the way I tell him. And he is. My. He must do it that way. If you do it that way, you will. So can I tell you something? Will you believe me if I tell you this? Will all y'all believe me? If we want to get as strong as Yahshua, can I tell you something? We must do what he says. Ain't no doubt about it. Say what you want to. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet and rejoice today in his goodness. Look like it's a nice cool day. It's supposed to be, what is that? 95. My, that's hot. But we thank the Father for that.